Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here again Wednesday afternoon, as we are every week on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And today's show, Tough Talk Christian Radio, is an awesome show. It gives me a chance to plug in to the Lord in the middle of the week. Now, I don't know about a lot of you out there, but I go to church every Sunday. Well, let me back up a second. Most Sundays. And, you know, when I come out of church, I'm kind of charged up. And there's some weeks I'm even more charged than normal. But as life gets in our way sometimes, by the middle of the week, I seem to be unplugged or not plugged in enough, I should say. And so by doing my radio show in the middle of the week, this allows me to plug back in. It gives me an opportunity to remember how blessed I am to be able to interview Christian authors, pastors, speakers, just people in the community doing good deeds and people who love the Lord. So I'm very blessed to be here today, and I'm so thankful for the guests that we have on the show today. So before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about a couple different things. One is the housekeeping. I want to get that out of the way right away so that there's no confusion for people to connect with our guests or our show. So the call-in number is 347-989-1363. Let me say it again, 347-989-1363. And if you want to talk to the guest or ask questions to the show, press the number 1 after you dialed in. The other part of this is you can email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. So a lot of times people don't have the opportunity to be on the phone. They might be hiding out, listening at work. You can send us an email with your questions or your comments. Now, we are always looking for guests to be a part of our show. And what we're looking for is people who are leaders in their community, leaders in their lives, people who are showing by example, sharing their testimonies, what God is doing for them. Now, listen, folks, sometimes we get off and on the path, and to quote Andy Stanley, we have to build that guardrail on our highway so that we don't veer off into a field, get confused, get lost, have to make our way back, and then motivate ourselves to be doing the right thing again. So if you can build some type of a guardrail, well, it's kind of like you can hear the metal of the fender hitting the metal of the guardrail. It allows you to veer back on the path. So if you have trouble with that, maybe this is a show you're going to want to listen to. And if you are someone that is good at that, we'd love to have you as a guest on the show. So my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Christopher Meltzer. And he is he's a devoted man of God. He's a conservative analyst, is an author, a serial entrepreneur. This gentleman has done so much, and he's on TV shows left and right. But what I want to find out from the doctor today is a little bit about what he's doing, and more importantly, the book that he has just put out. And it's a book that I want to read, and I'm sure everyone else is going to want to read it too, especially the way we're going in our country today. The name of the book is Divided We Stand, The Search for America's Soul. And boy, that might be the equivalence of maybe 4 or 5 weeks of shows, because there's so much going on in our community and in our world today that's just, well, it's kind of sad. We're kind of getting away from how our country was built, and we're entering into a new way. So we're always looking for leaders like Dr. Christopher that are making a difference. So before we bring him up on the show, what I'd like to do is I want to play a very short commercial, get everything ready over here, and then we're going to bring him up on the show. So just for a minute, and we'll be right back. So just stay tuned. And let's see where we're at here. Okay, here we go.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and as I mentioned, our special guest today is Dr. Christopher Metzer. And I want to make sure before we bring Doc up that, you know, everybody knows that if you go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, you'll see a list of shows that are on our network. And if you want to be a guest to one of them, go to the page that they come up on the website and click register to be a guest and fill out the date and time that best suits your schedule. And we look forward to that. There's a couple different shows, and you're going to want to check that out. So without wasting any more time, I want to introduce Dr. Christopher Metzer. And Doctor, am I saying your last name correctly?
You're pretty close. It's Metzler.
Metzler. Okay, I apologize for that. But
yeah,
I'm very good at doing that week after week. So anyway.
No worries.
Before we dig into the interview today, I'd just like people to know where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. I am originally from the country of Grenada. I left Grenada when I was 4 years old, immigrated to the United States, and have had a very successful life since I've been here. And of course, I always, every day, give thanks and praise to the Lord God, for He, of course, is able. And as I prepare for Easter Sunday, which, by the way, happens, my birthday happens to fall on Easter Sunday, I am so excited about, I'm a Catholic, and I, like you, go to Mass almost every Sunday, and so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, if I don't get a chance, I want to make sure I say it now. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So,
I do appreciate it, my friend.
So let's talk a little bit about, let's see, I have so much information here, I don't even know where to start. So, I know you're, we want to talk about you being an author, but you're an on-camera television and digital personality. Gone all over the place on all types of shows. Give us a little bit about your background. How did you get to where you are today, basically?
Well, so I really started off just casually doing some hits. I used to teach at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., also at Cornell University. And so always would offer opinions on things like religious freedom, constitutional law, people's right to self-determination. And really, I started off doing that. I also worked very deeply in the conservative political field. And I'm a conservative in large part because I believe, as a man of faith, that conservative principles really are going to win the day. And so as a result of that, I've always been a conservative. So I often offer points of view that are based in law, that are based in medicine, but are also deeply rooted in the Christian tradition, because I am a Christian. And so I fundamentally believe that at the end of the day, everything really rises from my faith and my belief.
I want to make sure that if the people are listening, and I want you to go to this website as you're doing this, so you can, you know, develop questions and learn more. There's just not enough time in our show to get all the information out, but you can go to Dr. Christopher, I'm going to spell the last name, MEGZLER.com, and you're going to be able to find a whole bunch of stuff, okay? And you're going to be very impressed, as I am, on all the things that are going on here. Now, in your bio here that I have, it says something about the book you wrote that's called Divided We Stand, The Search for American Souls, and the U.S. Laws itself as the land of opportunity for both citizens and immigrants, but the country now faces a rash of issues and politics that have divided us. If we do not address them, we face chaos, both domestically and globally. Now, you know, Doc, I don't want to make this a political show, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand, if they're watching the news, you have two parties against each other. I mean, we're supposed to love each other. People claim to be Christians, and no one's perfect. I get that. But how do you see an opportunity that would make it even possible to get everybody back on the same track? Or is that even possible?
Well, I think it's possible, but here's the part. Here's the problem. When we look below all of this division, whether it's on the base of economic status or race or gender or whatever, when we look under it, what people are fundamentally missing, and the thing that we have to say to people continuously to help them get back to really where we should be, to disagree, but not to be vitriolic, not to hate, not to do all of those kinds of things, it comes back to fundamental Christian beliefs and Christian policies. I think this division is spurred in part by the fact that we have veered so far away from the fundamentals of Christianity. And since we have veered so far away, we are now really in this very secular space where what we're doing is really just looking at being secular as being the way to go. Yeah, we live in large part a secular society. However, from a Christianity standpoint, if we were just to get back to the fundamental principles of loving thy neighbor, as an example, you know, we would see that all of this stuff isn't really necessary. We're not always going to agree on everything, but the fuming that's going on in the political parties at this point is really, really problematic, not just in the short term, but it's in the long term. So I urge a very clear, and I think people can be leaders in their own space and in their own spaces of influence by urging a very clear return to Christianity. That is what I think ultimately solves the problem here.
So, you know, when we look at the land of the free, and yeah, we look at our political situation, which is kind of embarrassing as an American. But when we look at that, and they took prayer out of school, they took a lot of things that were used to build our country, they took it away. And I don't know if they took it away, they just let it go away. And they gave people the freedom of whatever it was that they wanted, but they forgot to give them a freedom of choice, because if you don't like it, you don't have to participate. But why should we have to give up God if that's who we believe in? And so I find it's, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just find it kind of scary, you know, that we go to church and as a community, and look, I'm the farthest thing from perfect, so it's not, I'm not talking about anyone in particular. But the thing is, we go to church, we put our children in youth groups, we play the game for an hour and a half or however long church is in your area. Then we go home and we go right back to where everything was again. And as I mentioned in my monologue, you know, I'm guilty. And that's why when I decided what day to do a show, I wanted to do it in the middle of the week so I could remember to get back in on the path again, because we have a tendency to get off and let life lead the way instead of letting the Lord lead.
And I think that is exactly right. Yeah.
And so how do you think, as a community, that we can correct that? Like, what are some of the steps that you would think that people, not the pastor, I mean, he's a person too, but just people, what are some of the little things they could do?
Well, and I would say, so as we're spending time either right after church, right after our place of worship, whatever it is, I think spend additional time just really encouraging our neighbors and our friends to return to the Lord as the leader. I think that's a good way to do it. Number two, and here's the other thing that I think in so many communities we've lost. We are so busy doing this, that, and the other that we don't even break bread with the friends, the neighbors, et cetera, in our community, unless it's a special occasion. I think we have to return to really understanding and knowing people in the community, because I think you're right. If we're going to look to the church or the pastor to do that, that's not going to happen, and I don't think that's the proper role. I think we have to take control of ourselves, because I fundamentally believe that we are servant leaders, and we are servant leaders of the Lord's message. And it is extremely important that we do that person by person, community by community. There is no need for a grand national plan to do this. And I also think from a political standpoint, there is the fact of looking at our local school boards, et cetera, and we have got to get prayers back into the schools, because that is a fundamental problem. When I grew up, prayer, you prayed. Now we don't do that. And as you said, if you don't want to be a part of it, okay, don't be a part of it, but don't give those of us who you're taking away from those of us who want to be a part of it the right to choose, because you've decided this is the way that you do it. I mean, you know, that's a major part of the problem. So I think we have to take action individually, interpersonally, with the people with whom we interact every day. And from a group standpoint, I'm talking about the community. Let's start educating the community about taking back our fundamental principles and living those daily, rather than simply saying, oh, you know, it's too bad, it's doomsday. This country turns around on the will of the people, and let's not give up that will to politicians and others.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So I know we could talk days about that. It's just a very frustrating.
Yes.
You know, I'm at the age of 63, so, you know, I was raised a little bit differently, and it did some time in Catholic school, and you know, if you didn't do the right thing, you kind of got punished. And then you went home and got punished again.
Yes.
And today it's just a different,
exactly.
Maybe we could blame it on a cell phone. I'm not sure. But anyway, I think the cell phone could help us as much as it hurts us. But let's talk about the book. Yeah. And so you wrote, I think you wrote a book before this called The yeah. Construction Rear Articulation of Race in the Post-Racial America. Can we talk about that for a second before we talk about your other book?
Sure. That book was really to expose the farce that the election of Barack Obama as the first quote-unquote black president really changed how we looked at each other, and that Barack Obama was going to be the savior of black people everywhere. First of all, as any president of the United States is a president of everybody, not just a particular race or gender or whatever. So that's number one. Number two, the question there for me was about the same, it was a lot of the same failed liberal policies of the left that just really didn't work. And so it really just debunked a lot of the myths. And it also talked about what I consistently talk about, which is the existence of Christianity, the existence of fidelity to the Lord in our day-to-day lives, and how that helps us live as better human beings. So that's what that book was. I got a lot of backlash from people who basically said, well, you're just preaching religion and Christianity. And you know, I'm not preaching anything. I'm simply offering facts. You decide for yourself whether you agree with them or not.
Exactly. And preaching religion is for some, but most of the time, yes. If you listen to someone who is so-called preaching, they're preaching the love of the Lord and how we should have love. As you mentioned, you know, in our political world, we have people that don't agree, two different sides, and that's fine. No one's supposed to, not every, but we're supposed to agree to disagree. And, you know, it's there's a lot of hate out there. And then when you watch all the crime and all the shootings, it's kind of hard not to see where the seed was planted and how it's been watered. And I think if you plant the same seed of prayer or love of the Lord and water it, it could grow as well. So anyway, I want to make sure that people know that there's more than one book. Divided We Stand, The Search for American Soul. What's the book about? Okay. And what made you decide to write it?
Well, the book, it was spurred by the 2016 presidential campaign. And really just a lot of, in particular, in that book, I am extremely critical of the mainstream media because of the fact that the media is no longer about journalism. It's about opinion. Okay, fine. But then tell me that instead of telling me that you are fair and objective. That's number one. Number two, the media has become a cult of personality. So when, for example, and as someone for me who is very, very much pro-life, when I talk about being pro-life, the media spins that into the fact that I am, in fact, trying to take away a woman's right to her body. So it's that conversation. So it's a very critical piece about the media. It also, as a college professor at the graduate level, I also talked about my experience at Georgetown, which at one point used to be a school of faith, but instead very, very, very secular. And how folks with conservative points of view are treated, and in particular professors are treated on higher education campuses. And I also, you know, explore the state of politics after the election of the president. And in particular, people say that, well, all of this division in America was caused by the election of Donald Trump. And That simply isn't true. America's been divided before Donald Trump came into office. So I explore that, and I offer some solutions for coming together as a country, as much as we can come together. I don't necessarily think that division is a bad thing, because people are never always going to agree. But division coupled with hate and vitriol and lack of fundamental Christian values is destructive to the republic that is America.
Mm. I like that. Well put.
Thank you.
Well put.
Thank you.
So how do we get them? And I know this is probably, I asked my pastor this question. I asked friends this question. I guess there is no how, it's just start doing it. And just being more mindful and be an example.
Yeah. And that is exactly right. That is exactly right. You know, we have to be more mindful. We have to be examples. We have to live it. And I like what you said earlier. None of us is pretending that we are perfect. But when someone, any of us, fails, then we need to be able to get feedback from people who are coming from a place of love and caring to help us to get back on our feet, rather than from a place of extreme and useless criticism.
Well, I don't want to go Dr. Phil on you, but sometimes it seems like people make fun of others to hide their own weaknesses. And so I always say it starts at home.
Right.
Yeah,
it does. Absolutely.
I mean, you have to look in the mirror and make a decision before you go out. And you know, I pray all the time for love to replace anger, you know, because it just seems easier to be angry. It seems harder to love, and so it's not a bad thing to pray for, and I think that everyone needs to have it. Especially, I'm here in Houston, and if you drive at rush hour, boy, oh boy, you surely need some prayer for that. So anyway,
absolutely. Well, Houston and South Florida are about the same, because you definitely need prayer in rush hour.
Yeah, but Mickey's there, so it makes it a little bit better.
Yeah,
but. So I know that this book, people can get it pre-order, and they can go to Dr. Christopher Metzler, and it's metzler.com, or you can find it on my Facebook page or the Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page. You can pre-order the book. When are you going on any type of speaking tour with this, or how are you going to? Can you explain where people can find you and how they can be a part of it?
Yeah, so very soon I'm going to be publishing on my website the tour schedule. Within the next week or so, I will be appearing on the Mike Huckabee show, in which he interviews me about the book. I'll be doing some Amazon bookstore events. So we'll put all of that together. We're putting the tour schedule together now. The book is available also at Amazon.com. And on social media, people can reach me. All my social media is pretty much the same. You've already given the website. But on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can reach me easily at Dr. Chris Metzler. So it's the same for all platforms.
Awesome. Now, I know I've authored a couple books, so and I know I've interviewed a couple thousand at least authors over the period of time. What is the next book coming out? Have you started it yet?
Yeah, the next book we are hoping will come out after the election, and really we're going to be focusing on a couple of things. One, the need for Christianity in politics. That's going to be one of the areas that we're going to be focusing on. We're also going to be offering really some tips tools, strategies, case studies for folks who really want to get back into this notion of helping to build community. And we're going to put that up in the context of the political season, because the reality is we live in a very political state. The question for us, and I think for so many of us as Christians, I think we're getting better at it. What we have to do is to direct our elected officials as to what's important for us. Don't let them just pander to us, but really help them to set an agenda that's going to help the country as a whole. So we'll talk about that as well.
Awesome. So, you know, time goes quick on these shows. And
it does.
I'd like to, if I could, ask you a couple of personal questions, not too personal, but
sure.
Are you a married man? Do you have children? Do you have a family?
Yes, I am married, and I've got three sons and an eight-year-old grandson.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so that's where the fun comes in. When the grandchildren come along,
yeah.
I think it makes having children worth it.
And the best part, of course, for me is I can always give them back. So
absolutely.
That's the best part.
I came in my studio this afternoon, and my grandson, who is 4.5 months old, I just gave him to my wife, and he was smiling so big and happy. It just makes life worth it right there. So I tell his parents all the time, if you bring the child, you can come over to the house. So
that's right.
Anyway,
the child is the price of entry.
Exactly. Now, can people get you to come and speak at their facilities or their events or their venues?
Absolutely.
Is that something you do?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do that quite a bit, as a matter of fact. And so they can send me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I will respond and be happy to do it. I do the best I can to help spread the message. And I believe that we are all soldiers in the fight.
Absolutely. So I'm going to post up on Facebook, folks that are listening, and you want to know how to connect with Dr. Christopher, I'm going to post up all of his links. So all you have to do is click on it, and you'll catch LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You'll be able to go in there and connect directly with Dr. Christopher. Now, Doc, I know we run out of time, but I try to ask everybody this question. I would like to find one thing that you would like to explain, or not explain, but how about one thing you would advise people or recommend or like to just tell people to try and do this year to make life better for them?
And that one thing for me is improving your relationship with the Lord. That is the one thing for me that I think will make everyone's life better this year. I am in the process of doing it myself. I do it religiously, and it has made a difference through a lot of things I do and everything I do every day.
It's good advice. And I hope
Thank you.
When the book does come out and it is launched that you will come back and bless us with some more opportunity to help solicit people to purchase your book.
Absolutely. We'll be launching very shortly, and I will be sure to be in touch with you about that. We're launching within the next couple of days.
Awesome. Doc, thank you so much for your time today. We were very blessed to have you on here. Thank you for the work you're doing and the words that you're trying to get out there and the battle. You know, when we go to church, sometimes we hear the pastor say, you need to break the chain of what's going on in your family and start moving in the right direction. This is a bigger chain and a bigger break, but if we get enough families involved, I think we can make something happen. And you are one of the people that is causing that to happen. So thank you.
So true. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. I want to make sure I give you all Doc's information again before we close the show out so everyone can connect with him. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. Incredible interview with a gentleman out of Florida, South Florida, Dr. Christopher Metzler. And he is the author of a new book coming out. You can pre-order it. If you go to the website, Dr. Christopher Metzler, Metzler.com. Divided We Stand, The Search for America's Soul. And if you didn't catch the whole interview, go back and listen to it. Yeah. Make sure to understand the fact that people like Dr. Christopher are out there trying to make a change in the in our world. And what I mean by that is, hey, we're all here to disagree, but we can do it with a little bit more love instead of a lot of hatred. Now, I know we blame the media and we blame the politicians and we blame our neighbors. But at the end of the day, it's really important to look in the mirror, take a stance, and do your part. And what is your part? Your part is to lead by example. If not for anything, do it for your children or your spouse. It's very important as we move forward in the world to create a better environment for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, and our community. And if you're sitting back on your couch waiting for the leaders in your community to do it, it's too much of a task. There's too many people in the community anymore. So we're all going to have to take on piece of it ourselves, grab a hold of it, and make a commitment to, you know, to just be better. I mean, a lot of us make a commitment to go to church every week. Why not make a commitment to act properly all week? Now, are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. That's why you can get one of them Bibles at your Christian store. You can open it up and read it and pray and ask for forgiveness. And God will forgive you, as long as you don't keep making the same mistake over and over, okay? We call that stuck on stupid. But anyway, I've been there and I know the feeling. The fact of the matter is, if you spend more time with God, you'll have a better opportunity to show more example of how God can make you act in public. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 and 4 to 5 on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. And you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, find a list of shows that we have on our network. And we're always looking for guests, whether it's on our House Talk radio show, on our franchise radio show, or our Empowered show. We have all types of shows here that you can bring your message. But for me, I'm looking for leaders in the community of life. Okay? People that are living by example, doing good for others, and showing favor and helping their neighbors. You know, it's hard to love your neighbor. We're supposed to, but it's hard. And I always say the neighbor that you dislike the most is the one you should spend more time with. So I hope everyone has a blessed week. I hope you'll tune in next week. And I hope that you will make sure to go to Dr. ChristopherMetzler.com. And hey, folks, pre-order the book. I think you're going to find it's something that will be a good read for you. That's our show today, and I hope to see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.